Many legislators have been hesitant to embrace the governor's plan to get Virginia out of the liquor business, as the Commonwealth would lose at least $47 million a year in exchange for a one-time $450 million windfall for state roads. Nonetheless, McDonnell maintains that the public is philosophically behind him. Democratic delegate Joe Morrissey has called for the governor to put the issue before the voters, though McDonnell says he has no plans to do so.
I don't think we need a referendum. I feel like I got hired to make tough decisions, and this is actually not a tough decision. I think the people are for it. This is the only product that we've got a government monopoly over and have had for 80 years. We've been doing successfully through the private sector with beer and wine for 76 years. There's now 7,000 retail outlets.
Earlier this year, the governor said he wanted to call a special session on government reform in mid-November, of which ABC privatization would be the centerpiece, but that he would give the General Assembly a month's notice should he do so. Many legislators have asked for input from the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Commission before they can make an informed decision. The governor says there will be announcements soon about the timetable for his proposal. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.